In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh yes, praise the Lord. Praise him, for he is good. Praise him because his steadfast love endures forever. We praise you, Lord. We bless you. We worship you. We glorify you. We honor you, Lord. You are the King of glory. You open the gates of heaven by shedding your blood for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for the cross. Hallelujah for the resurrection. Thank you, God. We have no Savior but Jesus Christ, who died, was buried, and rose from the dead. I'm looking at Psalm 106. Praise the Lord. We praise you, God. We bless you, God. We worship you, God. We honor you, God. We extol you, God. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you've given us sight, vision, not only of the eyes, but of the heart. You've given us sight to know what to say and who to say it to and how to say it. We thank you, God, that you are the God who loves us, the God who is with us, the God who never forsakes us. I shall never leave you nor forsake you, the scripture says. I shall never leave you nor forsake you. Why are we giving thanks to the Lord? For his steadfast love, his hesed love, endures forever. And you see, the God of Israel is the God who acts, A-C-T-S. And I'm going to tell you why Israel gives thanks to the Lord. Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his hesed love endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his hesed love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his hesed love endures forever. That hesed cannot be translated. It cannot be translated by really any words. It must be experienced. It must be experienced. I'll give you an example. We have a young boy from the middle of the United States. He gets his way to go to Harvard. But, you know, he's a boy that was raised in the country and doesn't know very much. The professor who has love for this boy puts him under his wings. That's kind of the hesed love. The professor didn't need to do it, but he did it out of love. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who alone does great wonders, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who by understanding made the heavens, for his hesed love endures forever. Who spread out the earth on the waters, for his hesed love endures forever. Who made the great lights, the sun to rule by the day, and the moon by the night, for his hesed love endures forever. Who struck Egypt through their firstborn, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who brought Israel out of Egypt from among them, for his hesed love endures forever. With a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for his hesed love endures forever. Who divided the Red Sea in two, for his hesed love endures forever. You see, Israel has all these things to thank God for. What about us? We live in the best country in the world, and we take it for granted. This country was raised by people who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, by Christians. We would have no country were it not for the Christians who gave us the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. We would have no country were it not for Christians. And we need to be grateful. We need to be grateful that we live in this country of abundance, even though now prices are high, gasoline is out of this sight, but his steadfast love endures forever. His steadfast love endures forever. He divided the Red Sea in two, for his chesed love endures forever. He made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his chesed love endures forever. He overthrew Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea, for his chesed love endures forever. You see, God did these things. He's not the God who sits on a chair and just says, well, you know what, let them go. Let them do what they need to do. He acts in history. He acts in history. He opened the Red Sea. The Egyptians drowned. His son saved us on the cross and rose from the dead, for his chesed love endures forever. He led people through the wilderness, for his chesed love endures forever. He struck down great kings, for his steadfast love endures forever. He killed famous kings, for his chesed love endures forever. Sion, king of the Amorites, for his steadfast love endures forever. Og, the king of Bashan, for his steadfast love endures forever. And gave their land as a heritage, for his steadfast love endures forever. A heritage to his servant Israel, for his steadfast love endures forever. Oh yes, the Holy Land is the gift from God to Abraham and to his descendants. It is he who remembered us in our low estate. Hallelujah. For his chesed love endures forever. He rescued us from our foes, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who gives food for all flesh, for his steadfast love endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever. Oh, yes, this is Israel's song. This is the redemption song, praising God for all he did, praising God for what he's doing, praising God. And we need to know that we need to praise God. We need to praise God. Why? Because he's worthy. Because he's worthy of our praise. We are just small individuals who look up to praise God for all he has given us. Being in the land of the United States, I wonder how often we praise God for that. I don't, but I'm going to start. That this country is the greatest country in the world. We went to Israel 7 times. But when we came home, I remember coming down off the plane and kissing the earth of the United States. Yes, we loved Israel. We loved the Holy Land. We loved the holy places. But there's nothing like the United States of America. And we need to be in prayer for her, that these liberals do not destroy our country. These liberals would not destroy our country. Give thanks to the Lord of Lords, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let's continue with Psalms 106, verse 2. Who can utter the mighty doings of the Lord? We just went over them. Or declare his praise. Happy are those who observe justice. That means they live by faith and do righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, when you show favor to your people. O God, yes, remember me when you show favor to your people. I need the favor of God. we all need the favor of God. I need that God would favor me and bring me to people that he favors so that they might come to know, love, and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. How I need to be favored of God. And you know what? We're all spoiled of God. We're his spoiled children. He lushes us with every grace under heaven, and we are so ungrateful. I'm talking about myself now. So ungrateful. I'm telling you, we need to thank God for his goodness, for his love, for his steadfast love endures forever. Remember me, O Lord, when you show favor to your people. Help me when you deliver them. Deliver me too, Lord, from all unrighteousness. Deliver me, O Lord, from the pit of hell. Deliver me, O Lord, through the blood of Jesus. Deliver us, O Lord, that I may see the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory in your heritage. You see, God holds us by the hand. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. He's got plans for your life. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to give you a future and a hope. You. Doesn't seem that way. I don't care the way it seems. That's what it says, and that's what he does. Hallelujah. Have we ever been down? Oh, yes. We saw Elijah under the broom tree, crying to die. Down. I've been down, too. But the Lord calls me to raise up my head and to thank him today. To thank him, because I'm not down today by the grace of God. Both we and our ancestors have sinned and committed iniquity. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But the gift of God is Jesus Christ, who gives us eternal life, who gives you eternal life by your faith in him. Our ancestors, when they were in Egypt, did not consider your wonderful works. They did not remember the abundance of your steadfast love, of your hesed love, abundance. I love that word. We have an abundance of his favor, an abundance of his love, an abundance of faith. Oh, yes, we have an abundance of God who loves us and who never leave us nor forsake us. But they rebelled against Moses, but rebelled against the Most High at the Red Sea. Yet he saved them for his name's sake, so that he might make known his mighty power. He rebuked the Red Sea, and it became dry. He led them through the deep as through a desert. Yes, they went dry shod through the sea. So he saved them from the hand of the foe and delivered them from the hand of the enemy. The waters covered their adversaries. Not one of them was left. Then they believed his words and they sang his praise. Let's go to the 14th chapter of Exodus. They sang his praise. 14:30. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Israel saw the great work that the Lord did against the Egyptians. So the people feared the Lord and believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses. Chapter 15, singing. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord because he got them through the Red Sea. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and rider he has thrown into the sea. That's Egypt. The Lord is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. Oh, yes, Jesus is our salvation. I am not saved by anyone else but Jesus Christ, who the church proclaims. Oh, yes, I proclaim Jesus, what the church proclaims. This is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will extol him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. This is the song that Moses sang. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he cast into the sea. His picked officers were sunk in the Red Sea. The floods covered them. They went down into the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shattered the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you overthrew your adversaries. You sent out your fury, consumed them like stubble. At the blast of your nostrils, the waters piled up. The flood stood up in a heap. The deeps congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue and overtake them. I will divide the spoil. My desire shall have its full of them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. You blew with your wind. The sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. This is a song as they went through the Red Sea. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in splendor, doing wonders? You stretched out your right hand. The earth swallowed them. In your steadfast love, you led the people whom you redeemed through the Red Sea, now redeemed through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The peoples heard. They trembled. Pang seized the inhabitants of Philistia. Then the chiefs of Edom were dismayed. And we see that the Lord honored this song that they sung in honor of God's rescue. I'm going to tell you, God still rescues us. Do you know that today? He is a rescuer. I once belonged and still do to Operation Rescue, rescuing the women first and rescuing the unborn. Oh, yes. This radio station wants to tell you, if you've had an abortion, you don't have to cling to the pro-choice state. You just have to say, Jesus. You know, our Blessed Mother had a pregnancy that was not planned. Imagine if she didn't say yes, and the pregnancy was aborted. It couldn't happen. But she had a problem pregnancy. She had to let Joseph know that the angel came. Oh, yes, that the angel came. We need an angel to come to us. We need an angel to bid us to continue to love God and love each other. It's not only loving God. We are called to love each other, even the people we don't like. You know, let's just be real. We don't like everybody. What is it that we don't like? Jesus loves the people we don't like. Jesus has plans for the people we don't like. Let's continue. But they soon forgot his works. They did not wait for his counsel, but they had a wanton craving in the wilderness. They put God to the test in the desert. He gave them what they asked for. They wanted meat, but sent a wasting disease among them. They were jealous of Moses in the camp and of Aaron, the Holy One of the Lord. The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan and covered the faction of Abiram. Fire also broke out in their company. The flame burned up the wicked. They made a calf at Horeb. Imagine, after God opens the Red Sea, they made a calf at Horeb and worshipped a cast image they exchanged the glory of God for the image of an ox that eats grass. Isn't that foolish? That's foolish. They were waiting for Moses to come down. And Aaron helped to build the ox made of metal. It's wrong. Worshipping false gods, wrong. You might be going to a person who reads your cards. It's wrong. She or he is connected to someone you don't want to be connected to, the devil. Do not go. Do not continue. Do not continue. Go to confession and confess this sin. You said, but I was only fooling. Listen, you don't fool by putting your head in the lion's den. I'm only fooling. You'll be his lunch. You'll be his lunch. There's no fooling when it comes to fortune telling, tarot cards, astrology. There's no fooling. It's not of God. And to play with it is to call God nothing. It's to call God zero. Yes. To play with it is to call God zero. Because God is your help and your salvation. Whom shall I fear? They exchanged the glory of God for an image of an ox that eats grass. They forgot God, their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and awesome deeds at the Red Sea. They forgot. They forgot. They forgot. That's why we've got to continue to praise God. So we remember. We remember. We remember all the things that the Lord has done for us. Maybe you need to go into a notebook and write all the things that God has intervened in your life. Oh, yes, intervened in your life. Maybe you need to write it down and let it become your Psalm 136. Your Psalm 136. Teaching is a vocation. What do you do in a school? Well, we used to learn. I don't know what they do now. I don't know what they do now. They're teaching sex to 2-year-olds, 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 8-year-olds. We used to learn when we went to school. We learned how to add first. Then we learned how to subtract. We learned how to multiply. We learned how to divide. We learned. That's what we did in school. I don't know what they do now. I don't know what they do now. If you've got a school that teaches and your children's learn, congratulate the teachers. Congratulate them, because it's not so everywhere. Many people are working for a check rather than a vocation. Teaching is a vocation. It is not a job. Teaching is a vocation. I had my sixth grade teacher, Mr. Battaglia, that he cared about his students, and he taught us, and he taught us, and he taught us. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and brought forth in Bethlehem. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So we thank you, Lord. We want to end the way we began. We thank you, Lord, for so being so good, for being so generous, for being so patient with us, Lord. I thank you for your patience, Lord. I thank you for your patience, Lord, that you are patient with your children. I thank you that you have decided and you will not change to love us every day, every hour, every minute, every second, that you have made a covenant with us in the blood of Jesus to love us every day, every hour, every minute, every second. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.